Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for The Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. Friends and family have asked me about how to pick a financial professional to work with on managing their money, doing their taxes, and assisting with estate planning. Last week, we talked about working with an accountant. Today's show will go over my thoughts on how to work with an attorney to help you attain financial success. Here are my tips on working with a lawyer. One, why do I need an attorney? Most people rarely need an attorney. However, knowing an attorney and working with one in various stages of your life is a good practice, and usually the fee you pay will be less than the expense of fixing a legal problem you may create by not using an attorney. When do you need an attorney? When you buy a house or condo or any dwelling, you may want an attorney to look over the paperwork and let you know if it is properly drawn up and explain it to you so you understand it. A realtor, title company representative, a surveyor, an engineer, and a contractor are not attorneys, and they're not licensed to practice law. So find a real estate lawyer and have him or her look over the documents before you sign any real estate contracts. Other uses of an attorney come about in estate planning, drafting life documents, handling minor or major criminal offenses, negotiating contracts, establishing a legal entity such as a partnership, corporation, or LLC, drafting confidentiality agreements, personal and business divorce or separation, and advising on business strategies. Most attorneys will bill you by the hour for their time on the telephone, reviewing and drafting documents, personal visits, and consultations. You will be expected to sign a letter of engagement that will stipulate the scope and type of work to be done. In addition, if you're hiring an attorney to assist you in work where there will be action against other parties or where other parties are on the other side, then the firm you are hiring will need to make sure there are no conflicts of interest within their existing customer base. If there are, then they will most likely refuse your business, but may provide you with referrals to other firms or attorneys so you can interview about your particular needs. Two, tax and estate planning. When you write your will or directive to physician or power of attorney for health care or for general business, it is good to have an attorney draft these documents and explain to you what you are signing. You may have a particular way you want your assets to be passed on to others, and an estate planning attorney can be very helpful in figuring out how to do that in the way you want it done and how to take advantage of any tax laws that might help you to defer or avoid estate taxes on what you've worked hard to accumulate during your lifetime. In addition, if you have small children or about to have one, make sure your attorney knows this. So if your current will does not have a clause for any, quote, as yet unborn children, unquote, then you can arrange to have new documents drafted to include that child. In addition, you may want to discuss the need for guardians for that child in the event you and your spouse pass away unexpectedly. You may want to leave that decision to your executor or have specific language included in your will or have a guardianship document drafted for that purpose. Three, crimes and misdemeanors. If you tend to drive a little bit too fast, maybe you're a little bit too boisterous, or you annoy your neighbors too often, you may find you need a criminal attorney who can get you out of that ticket, defend your actions in court, and help you avoid jail time in exchange for community service. Never hurts to have the name of someone who can help you when you find yourself in a jam that is a little tough to get out of by yourself. Four, personal divorce and professional disagreements. If you and your spouse decide to call it a day, then a divorce attorney, even in an amicable divorce, whatever that is, can help look over the property settlement agreement, the custody rules, and the alimony or child support payment schedules to make sure you understand what you're agreeing to. and that it is customary and appropriate under the law. Also, another set of eyes and ears can make sure that all the assets are dealt with, yours and theirs, and that both incomes are considered when child support or alimony is set. A client of mine was going through a dispute regarding the amount set for child support, and I was asked to review the tax return and reconcile the stock transactions. I found that the medical deductions were not the amount the client claimed were the medical expenses for the children in question. And when I stayed up till 4 in the morning trying to reconcile the stock transactions, I realized that 2 pages of the tax return were missing, and I just didn't have the data I needed. When I called the attorney at 7 a.m. before the hearing that day and told him what I found, he started to laugh and said he was thrilled. Meanwhile, I was feeling very apologetic because I hadn't been able to complete my task. The missing pages in the tax return put the opposing client in the position of being in contempt of court for not providing a complete tax return, and the medical deductions belied the medical expense that she was claiming that she had to spend every month on her children. Both events tip the balance towards his client. If you find yourself in litigation or a dispute, take care of yourself and hire someone to represent you in the process. 5, how to select an attorney. In selecting these legal professionals, the American Bar Association and your state bar association can help you find certified professionals in specific areas. If you need an estate planning attorney, then look for one who is specialized in estate planning. Same for divorce and family law attorneys, criminal attorneys, and real estate attorneys. Many times you may find that having a relationship with a firm of lawyers is helpful because they can work together if necessary to help you with your legal problems. You may also want to ask around to people you know, friends and family, as to who they may use or who they may know as a referral. One thing to keep in mind, if you're forming a business with other people, it is to have the documents reviewed by someone else besides the attorney who drafted them. You want someone who's on your side to let you know what rights you're signing away and what you're not only getting, but what financial responsibilities you are agreeing to when you do sign the document. I know of a situation where an attorney drafted a document with a section that was to be a non-compete clause. Yet when it was reviewed by a specialist in partnership and corporate law, it was determined that it was improperly written and was unenforceable. As they say, quote, it had no teeth in it. That turned out to be to the benefit of one of the partners who brought all the clients into the business. So when the others voted him out of the business, he fortunately was able to walk away with all the clients he brought with him and start a new company. Within a year, his new company was more productive than the old partnership he'd been a part of before. 6, what to expect when you meet with your attorney. Once you've selected an attorney to interview, make the phone call and be prepared to explain your situation. Most attorneys will want to visit with you in person. Your conversation with an attorney is subject to attorney-client privilege, meaning that he cannot share what you have told him with anyone else without your permission. Keep in mind you have to keep your mouth shut, too. If you tell your best friend the same thing you told the attorney, then you are not entitled to attorney-client protection under the law. When you have your first meeting, be succinct about your situation. Stick to who, what, when, where, and why, all the basic facts. Make sure that you describe what happened and what you need or want to accomplish with their help. If there are no conflicts of interest and no other hindrances to your working together, and you feel comfortable with the lawyer you have interviewed with, then you will be asked to sign a letter of agreement and may be asked to pay deposit or retainer toward the work to be done. Most attorneys deduct their hours from the retainer as the month progresses, and then at the end of the month bill the difference plus another month's retainer. Some personal injury lawyers charge you nothing except a percentage of the award they will hopefully get from the judge or jury in your case. However, they most likely will not take your case if they don't think they can at least earn their fee. Be careful about signing these types of percentage agreements, making sure that you know what that percentage covers. Sometimes other fees like expert witness fees, hotel rooms for those witnesses, hotel rooms for your attorney, airline flight tickets, photocopy expenses, and other extraneous fees are charged in addition to the lawyer's percentage, oftentimes amounting to a large sum, money that will not go to you but will go to these other experts and individuals who have been hired to help with your case. You may need to provide copies of contracts, financial statements, police reports, surveillance videos, photographs, emails, text messages, and other documents. Your life will be opened up to the rest of the world. Keep that in mind before you take any action. In addition, your attorney may provide you answers to questions to answer, often called interrogatories, so he can find out your side of the story, often in preparation for the interrogatories to be submitted to you by opposing counsel during the legal process. In addition, you may be subject to deposition, where you are under oath and questioned outside of the courtroom, usually in a conference room at your attorney's office or the opposing attorney's office. Both interrogatories and depositions are submitted to the court in writing, so your voice inflection and expression are not part of the information conveyed to the court or jury if one is involved. Keep in mind, though, that you want to remain as poker-faced as possible during any of these proceedings where the other side is an observer, because you may be giving away information about issues that matter to you or are hot buttons for you that can be used to your disadvantage. Most of all, listen to what your attorney tells you about how he wants to move forward and how he wants you to dress, behave, and act when you are in the courtroom, at the deposition, and in the rest of your life while you're going through legal proceedings. Before you decide to proceed with litigation, remember that it takes a long time, sometimes 1 or 2 years or even longer, to resolve a situation. It can be very expensive, possibly costing anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000 or more, being the cost for a case that takes a year to resolve. Take into account the costs of time and money before deciding to move forward with a lawsuit. You may not be eligible to receive a judgment of that size because your claims may not warrant it. Therefore, you may be spending money that you will never, ever get back. Also, even if you get a judgment, you still have to collect it, which can be an adventure in itself. A very good friend of mine who's a famous family law specialist says, "A good settlement is better than a good trial anytime." Basically meaning that if you can settle without going to court, you may save yourself some money, be awarded more than you might get in trial, and be done with all the shenanigans. 7, how to fire your attorney. A man was going through a divorce and was not pleased with how his attorney, who was a board-certified attorney in family law, was handling his side of the case. A man of few words, he decided to communicate with his attorney visually. He went to his office, armed with a package of firewood like you buy at a convenience store, a box of matches, and some lighter fluid. His attorney was out at the time, so he asked the secretary if he could have access to the attorney's office. She ushered him in and watched as he arranged the wood at the base of the attorney's chair, set the container of lighter fluid to one side, and then put the box of matches on the seat of the chair. Then he left a little note that said, "I think this lets you know how I feel about the effort you're putting into my case." In other words, let's heat up things a bit. Although this example may be a bit extreme, it is important for you to let your attorney know if you're unhappy with his or her performance. Showing up on time, meeting deadlines for filings and answers to documents, giving you time to go over how a deposition will be conducted, reviewing the best way to answer certain questions truthfully yet carefully to not give too much information away, making sure you know the schedule of events and what you need to be doing. All these are important and necessary things your attorney should be doing for you. I like to follow the three strikes and you're out philosophy. If you're left flat-footed by your lawyer because he didn't know or tell you or show up or was unprepared 3 times, then it is time to fire him or her. If your intuition tells you things aren't going right or you feel like you're being disrespected, then listen to yourself and fire your attorney. If you find that you started out with one of the partners of a firm and later you've been shuffled off to a lesser member of that firm, especially one with whom you have less confidence, then it may be time to end your relationship with that lawyer. Keep in mind before you do that, you need to be looking for a substitute if you're in the middle of a lawsuit, because time goes by and you have to respond by certain dates and times to certain requests, or you could lose by default. Most judges and opposing counsel will give a bit of extra time to a new attorney who's picking up a case in the middle of the suit, but don't expect any allowances if you fire your attorney and it takes you a while to find someone to represent you, and you miss an important deadline in court. Like any other business deal, you must politely let your attorney know that you're dissatisfied and that you want someone new or you found someone new to help you with your problem. Court documents need to be filed to notify the court of the change in your representation. Files may need to be copied and sent to the new representation for you. You want the previous firm to be cooperative and helpful to the new firm that you're working with now that you've made the decision to switch. Remember, when you are hiring an attorney, whether it is to draft your will, your personal directive, a contract, review the purchase of real estate, or to serve as your representative, in litigation or negotiations, be clear about your needs, your expectations, and what outcome you're hoping to achieve. Stay true to your purpose and don't get caught up in the emotions of the moment. One of our family's favorite sayings is, don't get mad, don't get even, get ahead. If whatever you need a lawyer to do for you does not get you ahead of where you are now, then reconsider whether it is a good idea for you to proceed. TV dramas paint a picture of winning and losing. Rarely do they show the bills that need to be paid, the time spent by all parties concerned, the inconvenience to you and yours, the emotional pain, or the average outcome that truly is what happens in divorces, litigation, and other adversarial legal events. Live within the law, be careful with your heart, and stay away from crazy, mean people if you can. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Email me your questions to Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at MoneySmartsForYou, that's MoneySmarts, the number 4U.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Next week, I'll be going over my tips for working with financial professionals such as investment advisors, money managers, and stockbrokers. Have a great week, and remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.